This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things wonderful in Douglas County. I am Shannon Sebastian, and I'm flying solo without Alan today. So bear with me today when I'm used to him kind of monopolizing the conversation. Honestly, I don't know how I'm going to do all this all by myself. It's been a while. He's been with me so long. So anyway, welcome to another episode, and hope everybody's staying in, staying dry, and ready for the nice weather we're expecting next week. I am going to introduce our first guest, who is Jenna Beam from Glide Revitalization. Welcome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I know you folks are super busy up there.
Yeah, we tend to stay that way most of the time.
So if you don't mind, for some of the listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Glide Revitalization, can you tell us a little bit about it and how it started?
Yeah, so Glide Revitalization got started years ago with a small group of community members who got together, and their main focus was trying to get a park put into Glide, as well as just trying to get the community back on its feet after we saw the timber industry and stuff kind of starting to take a hit. They worked for years kind of behind the scenes. I think there was probably about 7 people involved originally. And when Archie Fire happened, they had at that point secured a 501c, and they'd actually started to get more involved. When Archie Fire happened, we found that we were kind of one of the first groups setting up the aid portion. There was a ton of community involvement and help that came in and actually fought the fire before anything organized was on board. And then Glide Rev came in later and started providing the support for getting like essential documentation back to people and trying to figure out, how do we get these people back into homes? How do we get them back on their property? And how do we find the funding to do all that?
Well, that's a key thing. It's like you may have insurance, you may not have insurance, because a lot of people were very remote living. But I do remember in that moment thinking, there's so much more to it than what am I insured or was I not insured? You know, that it's like people just need support or encouragement that we're going to be here for you. We're going to help you get through this, you know, displaced families that needed to figure out what to do and maybe didn't have the resources to even get a hotel or something. So I know that our community responded amazingly, as I always praise Douglas County for doing. So it was nice that you guys basically were this force that people could go to and say, you tell us what you need and you tell us what where we can help. And I just love that about the Glide community and, you know, Douglas County in general.
Yeah. And what we found is with any disaster, the initial response is overwhelming, right? When somebody's house burns down, when we have a flood, when we have a fire, the initial response is absolutely overwhelming. We have people that set up GoFundMes. We have people that are trying to bring clothing and food, and what can we do right now? Mm-hmm. The problem with a disaster on the scale that Archie Fire was is that the recovery actually takes place a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. Mm-hmm. What happens in situations like that is long-term recovery groups come in, which is part of the structure that Glide Rev stands up now, is we have a long-term recovery group. And they look at, where does the support come from 8 months down the road? Where does the support come from 2 years down the road? I mentioned last time I talked that for a lot of us, this is done, right? It's been done for a while. After the smoke cleared, it might come back up this year if we have smoke, but the initial disaster's over. For people that still haven't hit that recovery status, that initial disaster is still happening. It's organizations that kind of can stay that distance. It becomes a marathon rather than
absolutely
sprint.
Absolutely. Well, and so how many families do you, I don't know if you know, like, I'm not asking a specific number, but roughly, like, how many families have you been able to deal with, like with your cases that have been able to get help from GlideRev?
I know the initial number was about 223.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
What we, you know, the number that sticks in everybody's head is, I believe it was 110 or 111 houses, right? What we forget about is there was also people that lived on other people's property, mm-hmm. in rental properties or in camp trailers or whatever shape or form. There was renters that were displaced as well. So we didn't just have 110 people. We had 220 something cases. We've managed to get a lot of those moved to a closed status, but we still have, and don't quote me on exact numbers,
because no,
that's somebody
we
else's job. I would say at least a quarter that we're still actively working with. I think last count was 85 cases.
So that's families that are still in some way, shape, or form are not back to, let's just say, normal, whatever normal life was before that. You know, they're not seen through the whole process yet then. So there's
right.
still more to do.
Yeah. So what's happened lately is we've actually been able to work with UCAN, who is working with a program with OHCS, which is Oregon, it's the Oregon Housing. You'd think I would know all these abbreviations
You're
by now, but there's
doing
too
fine.
Many. We've been able to get huge chunks of money out the door with that partnership, and we're hoping to continue that as the state of Oregon releases its new program, which is called HARP, and it'll enable us to put out larger chunks. Initially, we were able to give people a maximum of $7,500. Well, when you're talking about rebuilding a home, mm-hmm. and the housing costs and building costs have gone up 40%.
Oh, hugely.
$7,500 does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're able to write checks for $60,000, $70,000. We're actually putting up homes. We're paying for the whole cost of the siding. That's been huge. It has enabled us to make giant leaps forward when we felt like we were crawling.
And I can imagine that, you know, the impact that that would have on somebody is just bringing them hope and light in the darkness. And that is so priceless. So the fact that you guys are even encouraging people, like, keep going, we're with you, we're here to help, we'll get through this together, and supporting them through that it's admirable. So.
Thank you. It's been a lot. I don't know if you've ever had to fill out any kind of government paperwork, but the process is excruciating for most people. Just the terminology used, it's a lot. I struggle half the time trying to get through the DMV, let alone trying to apply for funding through these huge organizations that are federally funded. We've been able to kind of provide that support. It's a lot for us, too. Right now, we have two caseworkers, and they are handling the bulk of this. And we get fatigued just as much as the survivors do. And so the true work that happens, the caseworkers and the casework manager have been doing the bulk of it, and I could not do what they've been doing. Luckily, I get to handle the financial end and a lot of those other parts and pieces, but I couldn't do what they've been doing every day.
It's a good thing they have a good spirit. Because I know y'all up there, and everybody's fun and light and kind of jokes, even snarky. And, you know, so I think that the atmosphere that you guys have as far as like working and the employees is just freedom to be themselves and to have moments or whatever. And so I think the support that the staff gets to then support the people in need is crucial and key. So, and again, you guys do a great job. So I know I want to see if I can get an update from you here. I know when I was up there last that there was the little kids getting a daycare so can you tell us an update on that? Where are you at with that?
Yes, yeah, so you can. We were able to provide them a small space that they could open the Preschool Promise program. They're open. They've got kids in the building. It's definitely added a whole new element of chaos because there's a lot of little voices now when there was just, you know, a few staff working. But it's great. We're loving it. We're loving that we've been able to facilitate that. We are working through the final steps to do what we're basically terming a soft opening for our portion of the daycare while we continue to work on prepping the new location to actually open a full daycare.
I love the name. of preschool promise. That's that's great. So I know on the next segment here, we're going to talk about some or a key event that's coming up for that you guys are helping sponsor. But I do have a question for you, not in regards to any events or anything like that, but if somebody's moved to want to volunteer or to donate or to inquire about a way of helping, what's the best way for somebody to go about doing that?
Either come down in person, it's at the 301 Glide Loop Road, or our website, which is gliderev.com. We have links on there to volunteer, to seek out more information. There's email addresses. We are constantly working on the website, trying to make it more fluid and user-friendly. But those are two great ways to get a hold of us. We need volunteers. We'd love to get more people involved. We're constantly looking. So anybody that feels led to that, we would feel blessed to have them.
Yeah, it's like it's always easier to move those big rocks when you have a bunch of people pushing behind you instead of two people trying to push the big rock. And that's why I always like to ask about volunteers, because we never know who's going to hear today's show and who this might speak to their heart and go, hey, you know, I'm retired in this department, maybe of legal paperwork or governmental work or something like that, and might be interested in pitching in, you know. And I know I'm always grateful, you know, with the organizations I've been involved in, to find volunteers that want to do even a small piece is what they might view it as. But the help that, you know, the organization receives is doesn't seem so small. So,
right. Like you said, anything that just helps facilitating lifting that load is huge.
Yes. Well, I'm thrilled that, you know, we were able to get you on, and I know you've been on before with Kyle and other people, but I just wanted to take the time to have people understand who you are, that you're still here, that it wasn't a flash in the pan. It wasn't something that was like, oh, okay, we're here now in the moment, like you said, and then we're gone, because that's crucial for them to have that sustainability of help and support and somebody to go to.
Yeah, we plan on being here for the long haul. We are constantly working and structuring to see how we can best serve for future disasters or just future needs in the community and the greater Douglas County area.
So lastly, is the daycare or the preschool open for people that are on outside, or is this just for people affected by the fire or the local community? Or
We are giving preference to Glide residents for the daycare, but anybody can apply. And then as we open in the new center, it'll have a lot more space available and we'll be able to open it up to anybody.
And handle more children and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yeah, the plan is between 80 and 120.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. I'm glad I don't work in the daycare.
That's funny. I love children, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I think I'd be, that would be overwhelming. But yeah. I've met some of the staff that, you know, works with the littles, and they are absolutely wonderful. So Gina, thank you for being on here today and taking time out of your busy day. I really appreciate it. And it's time now for a break. So we'll be back in just a moment with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and this is Your Cue, and you're listening to News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. So we've done a little switcheroo here. And so now in the studio we have Kayla Griffiths, who is basically a huge help up at Glide Rev and is going to talk a little bit about the Sasquatch Festival with me. So welcome, Kayla.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in.
So last year was the first Sasquatch event.
Yes.
Correct?
So first year we really didn't know what to expect. We were really hoping for, you know, 500, hopefully 1,000 people. And it was way more than that. We had over 2,500 people. Our food trucks were selling out in just only a few hours.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so busy, but it was so fun.
Oh, so tell us a little bit about what that is. I mean, I think if you're an Oregonian, we know the Sasquatch.
Yeah, he's just your, you know, little neighbor that lives outside in the backyard.
Your little friend in the forest.
Yeah.
So tell us, like, is there money that's raised at the festival?
So all the proceeds that we make from the Sasquatch Festival goes right back into Glide Rev so they can put it right back into the community. So the money made from the Sasquatch Festival stays in Glide.
And that's so, I mean, that's amazing because it's like you're taking care of your own, so to speak, or the county always shows up. I always say that.
Yeah.
We literally are the best county. I don't know if we could get this to go all around the state, but I kind of do my fair share of trash talking other counties. Like, we're the best. That's it.
We
hands
are.
Down.
Yes. I wouldn't disagree with you one bit.
So what all kind of things happen at the event? Or if somebody goes, what could they do?
Well, this year, we're blowing it up.
Okay.
So we are doubling the size, the amount of vendors, the amount of acts. We've doubled the amount of hours we're going to have it.
And hopefully food, because nobody likes running out of food.
More than doubled the food. More than doubled. That was one of the best pieces of feedback that we got last year, is they were like, we want more food. And I was like, got it.
heard and received and handled.
Yes. So it's going to be huge. We're going to move it up the street to Strader Ranch. So it's just the first pasture on your left, right past the Green Bridge, if anyone's not familiar.
Oh, yes. Very familiar. And wow. So how many acres do you plan to take up then?
At least 5.
Wow.
At least 5. The festival itself won't be 5, but between
parking,
the festival and parking and having room for emergency vehicles, it's going to be awesome. It is still free, though.
Oh, I was just going to ask that. Is there going to be a charge or anything?
No, it's still free for the community. You will have to pay to participate with things inside, obviously buying food, getting your face painted, buying cotton candy. Our bounce houses, mechanical bull, we'll have a ticket. That will all be ticketed. But to get into the event itself, it's free.
So just to go and be involved and see what it's all about and kind of get to experience the ambiance or what you guys are doing, somebody could just go piddle around and for nothing and just be involved.
You could. It could literally just
I
be.
I highly doubt you'd leave without spending some money with all those good smelling food
I'm
trucks,
I'm willing
though.
To take that bet. I'm like, willing.
I would challenge somebody with all the food trucks.
We have trucks coming to this event that have never been in Douglas County.
Oh, that's cool.
We have vendors who are launching their companies at Glide Sasquatch Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have 60 artisan and merchant vendors.
That's amazing. Well, I know our little guy at Premier Insurance, we were one of the main sponsors for the best lemonade in town. And I heard the little guy's going to be out there.
Oh, he's going to be there.
Yeah. So we kind of follow him a little bit. We're kind of big promoters of him. So,
yes.
So I heard he was going to be out there. So go get your best lemonade in town from him. So, and what are the dates for the event?
So we actually just announced this, but we have a catered speaker dinner that we're calling the Bigfoot Expert Experience, where the most academically known Bigfoot expert is coming to speak, Dr. Jeff Meldrum. He is a professor of anthropology and anatomy at Idaho State. He is the leading academic voice in everything Sasquatch.
That's his world.
That is what he does. That is literally what he teaches, what his life is based around. But to complement him, we also have Scott Violette coming, and he focuses more on the legend of Sasquatch. So they are going to be at our speaker dinner that is going to be happening Friday, July 21st at the fairgrounds.
So is that like your launch for it then?
It's kind of like a plus one.
I'm just going to say teaser.
Kind of whets your appetite to say.
Yeah. But that's at the fairgrounds.
It is.
Not out in Glide. Oh.
No, we like air conditioning.
Oh, so I agree with that.
There's air conditioning in that building.
I support that thinking.
You know, since we're going to be outside the next day, we might as well, you know, cool off and listen to some, you know, experts talk about this really cool subject.
And so then the actual event up at the Strader Ranch is which?
On Saturday, July 22nd from 12 to 9.
Is it a one day?
It's a one dayer.
Holy Moses. That's going to be wild.
It's insane. It's mind blowing what we're putting together this year.
Are you guys going to have like
a beer garden? Yes. I putting a mechanical bowl next to the beer garden? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, the money's going to go down there already. So
yeah. Well, one plus one equals two.
Yeah. And somebody needs to have YouTube action going there.
Oh, yeah.
So is there going to be like maybe busing? If you want to park elsewhere, because you could be crazy busy.
Yes. So we are starting to look into that. It was just a logistic that we just kind of put on the back burner for a second. But we've already been in talks with ODOT, and we are looking to apply for our county permit next, because we're going to be, the highway is going to be busy that day.
Yeah.
But you know what that also means is those businesses in Glide are going to be busy as well. Right. So it's just another perk to this, you know, festival here in Glide.
Wow. One day. Was it 2 days last year?
Mm-mm.
It was only
5 hours last year. It was only 4 to 9 last year. Yeah.
Wow. I just felt like I saw so much about it. You guys did a great social media job on that then, because I felt like, how could you fit that in just one day? So high five on the social media from last year.
Thank you.
Because, yeah, I totally thought it was like 2 days. And so one day, wow, that kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, we're going to have, I think I was looking at 8 live acts. And it's, you know, we have 3 brewers, 2 mobile bars, winery. Those are all just going to be in the beer garden. That's mm-hmm. just the beer garden. But that has nothing. We have 8 bounce houses coming, the mechanical bull, a rock climbing inflatable. We have one of our vendors is actually going to bring some miniature golf. It's going to be so interactive, and there's going to be something for everyone.
I love it. Actually, I think everything the bounce house, I'm like, maybe, but I'm pretty sure I could try just about everything else that you just
said. We also have some really cool photo booths coming that will be free. So, and those will go into a gallery that we'll share with people later.
On social media.
On social, on our website. We do have a website that's live now, which is where people who can sponsor, want to volunteer, or even be a vendor and participate in the event, that's where you go to sign up. And speaking of vendors, we have less than 10 spots left.
I was actually just going to ask you if you were already full, because
we're real close.
Gosh, this is like, get in on this. This
yes.
is going to be a big deal.
It is.
So is there a piece that you're missing, or if we could give a shout out and say, hey, this kind of person, we need somebody in this department, anything you can think
of?
Yeah,
so we still need some cotton candy. Another face painter would be great. Anything interactive, some carnival games. I'm trying to think of anything else, but something interactive would be really fun. And of course, we're going to have a costume contest again. That was really fun. I was very surprised that there was people in full Sasquatch. It was like 90 degrees.
It was hot.
It was
hot. It was hot. Oh, my goodness. So what does it cost to be a vendor?
It's $75 to be a vendor.
For a booth for the day.
For a booth for a day. You get a 10 by 10 spot. And nonprofits actually are free.
Amazing. So we just need a nonprofit that wants to spread the word and can make a mean cotton candy.
Yeah.
Like a twofer.
We do have a couple of vendor booths who are nonprofits that are going to be promoting healthy eating. So why not have somebody?
Oh. Well, I mean, everybody needs options. Everybody needs options.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm eating healthy, but the cotton candy actually made me think of how much I miss it. And I haven't had any for a long time. So
yeah. And we still need a couple more food trucks, too. So we have 6 food trucks right now. We're looking for between 10 and 12. So we need about 4 to 6 more.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because you don't want to run out of food.
No. That's going to be a scene.
We don't want everybody in the beer garden on an empty tummy.
Oh, no, we'll have to shut the beer garden down.
So it's like, all right, nobody wants that either. So we need some more food trucks for them. We need some cotton candy vendors or somebody that wants to do that and anything. And so the best way, if somebody's interested, they're listening and they're like, oh, I want my business out there, or I want to do this or that, like just through the website? Or
just through the website, which is GlideSasquatchFestival.com. And we're also still taking sponsors as well.
Okay.
So if you would like to have advertising opportunities, we're getting billboards this year. We're going to be painting the town in posters. It'll also reserve you a spot on our website as well that will link up to your website. And as well as that, we're also going to have banners that will display your company name.
That's awesome. So, I mean, I feel like this has been an action-packed little segment here of a lot of information.
I know, and I haven't even gotten it all out.
Yeah, okay.
So there's still more to come.
Yeah, so you tell us, because we've got a couple minutes left. So what else should we know?
May 1st, we will be releasing the tickets for the catered dinner.
May 1st. Should they watch the website for that?
They will want to watch social media, and they will be available on the website. That's where we will be selling the tickets.
And will it be on the Glide Rev and the Sasquatch Festival?
We will link the Sasquatch page to the Glide Rev page. Yes.
Perfect. Well, ladies, I think you guys have just like, if you build it, they will come, field of dreams here, and now you're putting it in a field. So that seems totally appropriate.
Oh, yeah. You really nailed it on that one.
It's like, I'm excited for you. So, you know what to do, Douglas County, if you're interested in any of the things that the ladies have mentioned or volunteering, please reach out through their websites, through Facebook, or give them a call. And thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. I really appreciate it. And I guess we're going to head to another break here. And it's time for the Local Business Buzz when we return in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It is that time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. So thank you to the guys out on Diamond Lake for sponsoring this segment. This is when we have a locally owned and operated small business come in and kind of give us the backstory behind their business, how it got started, and what all they can offer. So I am thrilled. This is a long story, but to have Daniel Thomas from Sunnyside Theater here in the studio with me. So Daniel, thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Well, the funny thing is a few years ago when we were putting on the parade is when I met you, and I was like, you hadn't even opened yet, and we had started the radio show, and I'm like, gosh, I have this radio show, you need to come on, or whatever. Anyway, it never worked out, and here we are now 2 years later, and we finally get you on. So I'm so excited because I feel like everybody needs to know about your business.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I mean, it's so... Tell us how did you come up with the concept? Because it's not just any place. It's special.
So I have played music for a really long time. I've actually played locally here, and I've traveled all over. My dad was in the military, so we moved around a lot. Music has always been super important to me. And playing in a lot of places here locally in Roseburg, you know, the one thing that we're really missing was just an entertainment venue, an art theater that is a year-round thing. You know, we have lots of wonderful things. We have a lot of wonderful things going on during the summer, the fairgrounds and the half shell, all those things are great, but nothing that was dedicated just to musicians and artists all the time. And I wanted to make sure that we had a really cool place where people can go and have that inspiration and be inspired and get on a stage and where that's, we have a really bringing the community together so that they can see all those things and have that spot.
And not just during the sunny months.
That's right.
I mean, it's year round. So one of the cool things is if people don't know you, you are such a kind spirited, wonderful person. I mean, to be around you, you just exude joy. And I don't know. I thought your personality was infectious the first time we met. But I've gone in there several times now when there's been like open mic nights or there's, I did the trivia night, which, you know, I stunk at, but my partner Tiffany didn't help me out either, but she stunk at equitably as much as I did.
I'm awful at the trivia too.
We tried.
You, I have the answers.
We tried. Okay. That's all. But what I really appreciated the last time that I went was on open mic night and with the poetry is how incredibly supportive each person in the establishment is, whether they're playing, whether they're going to get on stage and sing something or read poetry. Everybody is so respectful and so kind and so supportive of the other artists that are showing their craft at the moment. And it just feels inclusive and kind, and just I don't have a negative word for anything of the vibe of the energy in your place. And I think people need to experience that.
One, it's super important. I mean, that's when someone's bearing their soul to the world, mm-hmm. and they get up there after being nervous and after looking in the mirror at home and telling themselves they can do this, and they get on stage and then they get up there to not have the support or just someone telling them, hey, great job, like what an awesome thing you just did and that was amazing, just those few kind words and can mean the world and mean that they continue moving forward and doing what they really want to do, what their dream, you know. And that's where, you know, there's a lot of places where you play at, and it's hard because it's not a dedicated space for that. You know, it's not meant for that. So when you go into a restaurant and play, or a brewery, which are really great places to have all those things, but they're not expected. So it's kind of defining that culture in a space where people know that, hey, this is why we're here. We're here. We're not here for the food. We're not here for the drinks, though we try to make all those things wonderful. We're here for supporting art and for supporting culture and someone's dreams and things that really inspire them.
Well, and one thing I'd have to say, going back to even just that one night, was that talent doesn't come at an income level.
That's
and I
right.
think that's so important. And it's like to see people that may have had the best of equipment, and then there was a gentleman who came in just off the street and had, I don't know, it was probably could have been his prized possession. I don't know, but his guitar was not sounding good. And you went up there and gave him yours to use for his songs and then worked on his while he was singing. Like, everybody on here knows I have huge feelers. But honestly, it's things like that that you don't know that somebody's watching, but those things like speak huge volumes to me. And that's an establishment that I want to put my money behind and I want to support, because you just want to help good people do good things. And that's what I think you're doing. And I don't want people to get tied up that you serve alcohol there, so it's a bar. It's like, it's so much more than that. And I've gone there and you gladly give me my Diet Coke. So, I mean, you don't have to drink to go there. You can just appreciate the music or appreciate the people and an experience. And you have a huge variety of things that you have and events that you have there. So can you share some of that?
Yeah. Because art is, we have so many different things when it comes to art. And that's what people always turn to when they're sad or happy or anything, any feelings, people go towards art, whether that's even if they're binge watching Netflix, that's all art. So when we have stuff at the Sunnyside, we have everything from comedy to metal nights to DJs in there. We have, we've had talent shows. We've had dance. We've actually had Peace at Home Advocacy come in and do their dance events there. We do private parties, weddings. We're kind of all over the place because whatever it is, we just want to make sure that it's a memorable experience. And when someone comes in, we want them leaving way happier than when they entered.
So I want to talk just a tiny bit here about the decor in there, because it's awesome. I mean, that walking in there and seeing you while you were still building it and some of the things that you were working on, and then now that it's open, people just have to go in, if nothing else, for their first time, just to see all the cool stuff. It's, I mean, your fixtures, your, I mean, it's so, I don't want to say, I want to say eclectic is the word that's coming in, but it's so just randomness that looks beautiful together. I don't even know. So help us out with your decor.
Well, so we kind of went for it's like a rustic art deco kind of decor is what we have in there from our main kind of a bar area, which is 1863 square grand pianos. So we were able to find three of those. So one was in Vancouver, one was in a storage unit here in Roseburg, and then one we picked up in Portland, which was actually Bud Clark's piano, the mayor of Portland, back in the 80s. He had that expose yourself to art campaign. So if you look that up, it's a super interesting campaign. Just look up Bud Clark, expose yourself to art. It's really awesome. That makes up our main bar tops. And then the outside perimeter, we have 1920 upright pianos that we bolted to the brick wall. And then all of our lighting fixtures are like old trumpets, trombones, saxophones, French horns. We wanted everything to be musical, and we wanted it to be as memorable and nostalgic as like really kind of reaching for your dreams and following what you want to do in life, because that's super important. I mean, that's a big reason why we don't have the food that we want right now, because I don't love cooking. That's not a passion of mine. And once I find someone who wants to do that, I want them to come in and take it over, and I want them to do it, because anything we do in there, we just want it to be, we want someone to really love that aspect of it, from the music and art to everything.
Yeah, just the passion, just for it to be their passion project. So on the food note, if somebody's interested or if somebody's listening now, like, what's the best way for them to find you, like through the website or Facebook?
Yeah,
or...
so sunnysideroseburg.com. They can find us on Facebook. If they just go to search bar, Sunnyside Roseburg will be the first one that pops up. They can message us on there. Or the direct line to the store is 541-537-3557.
We might just found somebody that's like, yes, I would love that. And how cool to be part of launching something new, or just, I mean, it's just so cool. So, Daniel, tell us the location or the actual physical address for Sunnyside Theater.
So we are right on the corner of Jackson and Cass Street downtown, and it's 663 Southeast Jackson Street. And our hours are Tuesday through Thursday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., and we'll stay open until 2 a.m. as long as we have bodies inside the place. So. Mm-hmm.
As long as people are enjoying what they're seeing.
Absolutely.
Or hearing.
and those hours will change here pretty soon. And we're also having a lot of changes with revamping kind of our whole, our drink menu. So those are things that we've listened over the past couple of years. We haven't even been open 2 years. So July 1 will be our second year. And we're kind of revamping, and we're constantly listening, trying to change and do a lot of cool things to really hear what the community's wanting to see out of the venue. Our biggest push is just to ensure that we have art and culture, and we have a spot for the community to go and enjoy all that, where there's always something going on.
Well, and I feel like you're getting some things that are more like a staple, like Wednesday nights, comedy night. Like, you're getting things where people can also be like, oh, it's Wednesday night, hey, let's go to Sunnyside. And
yeah, so those are, so on Tuesdays,
some regularity with,
yep,
it.
So on Tuesdays we have open mic nights, so we always have an open mic. It opens up at 6 p.m. goes till 10. Wednesdays we have professional comedians coming in, and they're hilarious. I haven't seen a single one come in that hasn't been funny. Kyle Kinane's coming in next Wednesday, who he's on Netflix and Comedy Central, a really big name comedian. And we have a Sunday brunch show this weekend. That's going to be hilarious. Every Thursday kind of rotates, and Fridays and Saturdays rotate between live music to karaoke to a variety of things.
Well, it is time for a break, but I'm going to actually ask Daniel to hang out with me for a little while longer after the break. So we'll be back with more of the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, and we're kind of continuing on a little holdover here from the local business buzz. So we have Daniel Thomas with the Sunnyside Theater here with us. So thank you again. I have to say, I get on your website because I like to see what's coming up. And the funny thing is, Alan and I were talking and I was telling him about your facility. And he's like, man, we just really need some good blues coming or whatever. You know, like, I would love to see some good blues. I tell you, it was not even 48 hours later that you posted about your upcoming event. And so I'm like, I went to Alan and I'm like, guess what? You know, ask and ye shall receive. So anyway, I think that's super cool. And
did you see Carvin Jones? Is that who you were seeing coming through? He's like top 10, like one of the top 10 like best blues players in the world.
Yes.
He's amazing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be there for that.
Oh, yeah. You should be. You should be. And that will sell out. We had so many people there last time. It was a really, really amazing show.
And I would just imagine, the funny thing is, he was telling me the last time he saw really good blues is like they sat front row on a balcony overlooking it. And I'm like, he's not been in your establishment yet. So I'm like, we can recreate that. That can happen again for you. So anyway, I'm super excited and I hope we make that happen. But on your website, this is because I have mentioned and told people, it's like you just are nice and have a great soul. But this is, I took just a snippet off of your website and it says, a single soul can ignite change, but a community of artists can become trailblazers together. The Sunnyside Theater invites creative minds, bodies, and souls to join the journey of a lifetime to leave memories and treasures for the next generation of artists to learn from, experience, and become inspired. That is so you in a nutshell and your whole place. So I just think if that even spoke to anybody, that small snippet off of his website, like, go check out the website, go see Carlos on, and maybe me on a Wednesday night at comedy night or something, like, just go in and experience, because the decorum and the atmosphere and everything is, it's just infectious. And I think you did a great job. And I know this is a labor of love for you, but, I just truthfully feel like you're going to be blessed tenfold when the discovery is made by more people. And you've kind of been a hidden little gem. Part of that's your fault for not coming on the show earlier.
I'll take that.
I'm going to blame
that.
even Carlos is like, have you got Danny yet? No, I haven't. He's hard to get on here. But anyway, so I feel like once people go in there, they'll find the gem that it is, and it's just going to grow like weeds.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I just hope you're blessed beyond recognition. So what else is there anything else that, other than we want somebody that has a passion for cooking, is there anything else you'd like to get out or talk about the theater?
I mean, just, you know, the one big thing that we're passionate about is we're really trying to support, the one thing that I know will really support just the economy and the community in general is tourism here. You know, a lot of the stores, and nothing brings tourism in like bands, music, entertainment in general. So supporting those shows and bringing them back and bringing big names down. We had Moon Tricks in here just this last Saturday. They have over 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. They're a huge name. We had probably 95 people in there traveling from all around. Last year when they came out, we had, if anyone has watched True Blood on HBO, we had one of the main actors, what was it, Suki's brother, I don't know his name, but he was in there. That was super cool and loved the place. Getting big artists in here is so cool. And then also the fact that it's open up to minors until 9 p.m. That's super important to us. Having kids in there, I have 5 kids. I want them to be able to go and experience art all the time, year round. When it's rainy, you know, sun or rain, I want people to go out and enjoy music, entertainment of some sort. Not all the shows are good for younger kids, but most of them, we really want to open that up. So that's something that we're working towards here pretty soon. I'm hoping to take some more time off of my other job and kind of shift over where I'm working down there more often, which will allow me to open up the store where we're open up at 1. So that change is coming here pretty soon, hopefully by summer, where we'll have stuff going nonstop, whether that's just like acoustic players, and we want to give people opportunities. So come out for open mic nights. tell me you're interested in coming and playing some music. And I am all for, and we're all for giving people shots and opportunities to go and do what they love. You know, we want to help support people who are passionate about it, and we want it to be available to everyone.
Well, and we truthfully have a very talented community.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that open mic night was amazing. The you know, poetry and honestly, the gentleman that you let borrow your guitar blew my mind.
Yeah.
Man, he had a deep voice and was smooth. And it was just like, you just don't know what to expect when somebody goes up to a mic and what's going to happen. And so anyway, it was just really awesome to experience that. So thank you for, like I said, taking time out of your busy day and coming here and finally getting you in the studio and get to spread the word about this little hidden gem that doesn't need to be hidden at all. So we just need to let it shine. I have to do a little bit of business here and say our weekly winner for the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival is Mark Elmer. So, Mark, congratulations. You won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And again, thank you to Carlos and the crew out there for sponsoring the local business buzz so we can spotlight locally owned and operated businesses. And thank you to Alan and at Premier Insurance for sponsoring the Year Q. We're going on our third year, kind of crazy, but it's wild. And we got Kyle in here now. It's wild. But I can't believe that it's already going on that. But anyway, I thank you everybody for listening to today's episode. If you feel like pitching in with Glide Rev or going and seeing a show, please look at the websites that we gave out today. Go check out these wonderful events and venues that we talked about. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q, and you know what to do. Until next time, Douglas County, be kind and God bless.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 90. 90-